It's one of the most significant business aviation safety events of the year, and there's still time to register. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation-focused, client-driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The Flight Safety Foundation's Business Aviation Safety Summit gets underway May 13th, and NBAA's Doug Carr, Vice President for Regulatory and International Affairs, says this is often where news about aviation safety gets made.
It has been very much a leading edge kind of event where the focus is not only on what can we provide you as an attendee to take home today and begin implementing, but really pushing the bounds of safety for our community, looking for new and perhaps untested ways to address either common or emerging safety issues.
When we talk about leading edge, consider the advent of the Flight Safety Foundation's guidelines for crew rest, which debuted at BAS in 1997 and were just updated last year. That's one example of this sort of real-life, ready-to-use safety wisdom that can come from this event.
There are, I'm sure, dozens of examples where companies who have sent attendees have come back with real tangible benefit that they can begin implementing when they get back to the flight department. It's not all theory. It's not all academic. There are real practical take-homes that all attendees will benefit from as a result of BAS.
Steve Charbonneau, chairman of the NBAA Safety Committee, will present a crucial session on a government-industry collaboration called ASIAS, which stands for Aviation Safety Information Analysis and Sharing.
When you're trying to improve a system that has largely had most of the human causes at least addressed in terms of new technology and better performing equipment, the remaining element to help us improve safety is looking forward in terms of where are we going that presents a risk. The only way we're able to do that until we can come up with a time machine is to look at daily operational data. What is the data telling us? What does it mean in terms of our performance over established norms? That is how ASIAS is being used today.
NBC News aviation correspondent Tom Costello will chair a session on emergency response planning, and NBAA Safety Committee member Dr. Quay Snyder will talk about what fitness for duty really means. NBAA safety expert Mark Larson will be there, and regional safety groups from around the country will meet beforehand to talk about some of their issues and priorities for the coming year. For more information on BAS 2015 and to register, go to www.flightsafety.org. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
NBAA members, did you know that NBAA offers local business aviation events all across the country each year? NBAA's regional forums provide education, networking, static displays of aircraft, and more. Come see business aviation in your backyard. Learn more by visiting www.nbaa.org/events.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. As we head toward the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Geneva this month, EBAA reports business aviation traffic was up just a little bit in March. The 0.2% increase is better than what we saw in January and February, but EBAA says the conflict in Ukraine and the troubled economy of Southern Europe continue to block more substantive improvement. Back home, NBAA has joined a federal lawsuit and could take even more steps to ensure operators have continued access to New York's East Hampton Airport. The suit challenges airport restrictions like curfews for aircraft and even longer curfews for those considered to be noisy. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from NBAA.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.